The debate started cordially enough between the incumbent Senator Mike Lee and Misty Snow. Lee touted his work over the last 6 years fighting for smaller government and protecting the Constitution, while Snow highlighted her upstart working class background as a 31-year-old grocery clerk. Early on, both candidates found agreement on some issues. They said college should be more affordable, marijuana restrictions should be reviewed, and that Muslims should not be banned from the U.S., as Donald Trump has proposed. Their first major clash, however, was a personal one, over the question of religious liberty. Lee said legislation he's proposed would prevent the government from intervening in matters of faith.
What we're talking about here is protecting religious individuals and institutions like BYU so that their tax-exempt status cannot be denied and so that no other adverse action can be taken against them based on their religious beliefs.
Snow insisted that what Lee was describing was a form of discrimination.
I would encourage religious institutions like BYU or any other to treat all students equally, regardless of whether or not they're LGBT. I think that is the loving, humane, compassionate thing to do.
Lee also defended his role in the government shutdown of 2013, accusing the Obama administration of being unwilling to compromise over the Affordable Care Act.
President Obama shut down the government. You've been told otherwise by the media, but they are wrong.
Snow called the episode shameful.
I don't think Congress should shut down the government. The Congress has a job to govern. They have a job to pass the budget.
Snow is the first transgender candidate to be nominated by a major party to run for Senate, but her gender identity never became an issue during the debate. She faces long odds. The last three polls have shown Lee with a more than 30-point lead. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.